Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
First one to give me some
friend of yours. Lambo doors fly up in a Fendi tours. Niggas wonder what's inside these Fendi drawers. Wanna drive by wishing this can be yours. In my hair like Nexus, too much niggas wanna sex this. You call rap bumping your head, eating pussy for breakfast. I float so precious in the chromed out Lexus. None of these bitches can catch it cause I stay on some next shit. Now how you gonna come and complex it? And since we in the same house, I'ma have to come and address it. Bout shorty with the tatty, I ain't gonna sweat it. But don't think I'ma forget it, you gon' regret it. Sick of things we go through. I got your social, I will broke you. Invite friends over to smoke on you. Daddy, it's a rental, but the joke's on you.
Blackstreet featuring Lil' Kim, coming to you live from north of VA, this Thanksgiving weekend. It's your hip-hop informer. It's 7:06 right now on the East Coast. It's 4:06 on the West Coast, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Welcome to the show.
Good morning and the afternoon, and happy Thanksgiving weekend to you as well, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. All the way live from, I believe she's in Chesapeake, maybe. VA, give it up for Dee Dee. Welcome to the show.
All right. Good evening, everybody. How's everyone?
What's up, Dee Dee?
Welcome. Toya will be joining us soon, all the way live from Newark, Delaware tonight. Ladies, you can choose your friends, but not your family. I'm sure that one rings, you know, in our soul this holiday weekend. But how was your weekend? How was your Thanksgiving?
CeeLo didn't do anything. I saw my mom for like five minutes.
You visited your mom for 5 minutes?
Yeah, I saw her for like 5 minutes. That was it. And yeah, but I didn't do anything. I was laying down most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, quiet is good. You know, quiet is absolutely good. Just being thankful for peace and quiet. Dee Dee, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was productive, and that's the word I love to use, productive. It was good. It was quiet. My mom threw down as usual, and I was also productive in my shop. So.
Good deal. Yeah, you've been working. I've been working since I touched down in VA on Wednesday. I'm packing it up now, about to turn it around and head back down south, folks. But I'm coming to you live from Norfolk, VA tonight. Topic, you can choose your friends, but not your family. It's Sunday, November 28th, and guess what? We're only on for an hour tonight, folks. We're still going to kick it with the fam that we have in place. So this is not a long show tonight, only with you for about 50 more minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. If you're out there and you want to chime in, and share your Thanksgiving with friends and family or a specific happening that took place. If you want to share this Empowerment Sunday, hit us up, 917-889-3926. If you got new music, we'll spend anything one time. Send it to us, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We will play anything at least once. Big up to OD. Been hanging out, working with OD the entire time I've been in Virginia. Got a new video coming at y'all. We shot some video footage yesterday and today. So, you know, I'm a little tired. I'm feeling better tonight than Friday night, yo, because I listened to that podcast from Friday night. And, yo, we were done.
Right. I was like, everybody was, like, tired or something, like.
Extremely full and extremely tired from the day before. That's crazy.
Yes. Let me ask you this. The video, is it for the song that you played the other night?
No, get out of here, no.
All right. Hey.
No. Come on, you know what song we did the video for.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go ahead and let you
go ahead and say it again. We'll be right back after this right here. What is it, CeeLo?
The name of the song is I'm Rolling by our man.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cup. This kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get 'em, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with 'em. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman's just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I put your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life. My life is like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
That's my man Overdose. I'm rolling. WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip hop informer. That dude, T.M. Hyman, hanging out with the angel from Charlotte, CeeLo, that angel from Chesapeake, V.A. That angel from Chesapeake, Dede Toya, will be joining us here soon. Again, welcome to the show, ladies. It's Sunday, November 28th. You can choose your friends, but not your family.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yes, you can. I don't know, though. But it becomes a point where your friends become your family, and then you can't get rid of them.
Yeah, you know what? I
you don't want either, though. You don't want to, though. You just love these people. Like, I love Dee Dee. I would never, like, even if we got in an argument or something, we probably still talk after a while, you know.
After you let the smoke clear, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, because, you know, like, we're grown. Everybody knows, you know, their own temperament. We take deep breaths and walk away.
I don't hold grudges. I need you to know that. So don't be taking all long turns. So if you take too long, I got to go.
I know that's right. No, you know what I've been doing, though? Like, for real, I've been asking, when I get angry, I've been asking the universe to just guide my words and my actions. Because I can't swing on people anymore. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's got my words and my actions. Yeah.
That's right. So don't swing on nobody.
And no, because that would hurt. I mean, I'd do it if I had to. But, like, you know, that would hurt me. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't want to have to hurt nobody because they didn't beat you up either, CeeLo.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Yeah, right. Get out of here.
Well, if you just tuned into the show, it's Sunday, November 28th. And tonight we're talking about the interesting topic. You can choose your friends, but not your family. I think I see him out there on the line. We just rocked his joint. I'm rolling. Welcome, my man, Overdose, to the show. What's going on, my dude?
Everything regular, you know what I mean? Just out here chilling, getting ready to go out tonight, you know what I mean?
All right. Where you going?
I'm going to Blakely's. That's where I'm going at tonight. We're going to be in it's a celebration because, you know, I just did my first little video type, promo type thing.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm going to go out with my friends, you know what I'm saying? They want to celebrate, so we're going to go out. And it's the first time they ever did something like that, too, so we're going to go chill.
Hey, big up to the crew, man. Big things popping. Big things coming, you know, for my man Overdose. He got music on top of music. Overdose officially a part of the Hack Media fam. We represented this holiday weekend. Thankful, definitely. Hey, dude, you're pretty cool, man. I'm excited about what's to come.
That's what it is, man. I'm all about it. You know, I'm just trying to work and get it done, you know.
No doubt.
It's going to happen.
No doubt.
Yeah. This is
video. I'm rolling. Definitely. OD, we dropped Beat the Toasty up Friday night.
Wow. Yes. Okay. Hey, it's still room to have things done for that too, sir. It's all right.
You said it's still right. That's just how you be feeling. Like, some people like to play with it. Some people like to do all types of stuff. We like to beat it. So I made a song about it. You know what I'm saying? Straight
right
there.
But guess what, though? The thing about the beauty of it all is about music is that it is somebody and a whole bunch of other people out there who feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like it's going to be something that's not going to like the song, but then there are people who are going to love it. And so take the good with the bad, and that's what it is.
Overdose. Hit him up with the Twitter again.
Oh, my Twitter is, you can follow me on Twitter at OD Music. You dig? OD Music. That's my Twitter name. You know what I mean? Get at me. I be getting real wavy on that you know what I mean? Chilling. It be good. And you get all the first videos, all the new downloads, all the new crazy songs that we be making and stuff. You'll be able to hear them first. So you need to get at me on that. One more time at OD Music. You dig? Twitter.com/OD Music. That's
Hey, OD, before you get out of here, man, weigh in on the topic tonight. The topic is you can choose your friends, but not your family. What you got to say about that?
Yeah, you can't, yo. Like, that's the perfect topic, yo. Like, because sometimes your family actually make you choose your friends, though. You know what I mean? Because, like, you can't stand some of your family members, so you know you don't want to hang around nobody that's like them. And your family, believe it or not, your family, they be wondering why a lot of us males be dogs. It's because of the actions that we be seeing our family members, some of our female family members do. And that just, like, turns it around and it just make us act the way we act. You know what I mean? Like, that's just
how
it is. That's real life. You can't, your family dictates who you choose as your friends. You can't choose your family. That's how it be. But you can get away from them, though. You did.
Get away from him, though. Hey, we're going to keep this conversation going, my man, OD, live out of Norfolk, VA, Diggs Park in the building. Back in a moment.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Radio Live, that was Radio Stat with Hubbercraft. It's 7:24 here in Charlotte, PM that is. And look, we're talking about you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. Now, I'm assuming that everybody's Thanksgiving was incident-free. TM, I know you reported that yours was. Everyone was incident free as well? I'm talking to the other people up here.
Well, of course.
I'm not talking to myself. No. I know I'm on air. Yes. I know I'm on air.
You a nut, girl. Yes, it was. I mean, we are incident free. I'm sure somebody had an incident somewhere. You know, we had some incidents. My daughter got an upset stomach on Friday, but I don't think it was from the Thanksgiving food. Matter of fact, I know it wasn't from that. I think it was stomach viruses going around, but. Yeah, it's very incident-free on this side, you know, very quiet.
Okay. It seemed to be quiet, though. I mean, like, even though, you know, it was traffic going up, I live on a busy street, but even though the traffic was flowing through, it was still quiet. There was, like, no, I didn't hear any police sirens, no gunshots. I mean, it was beautiful. Yeah. But, you know, I did have an incident. Hold on. Yeah. My tree fell and broke my neighbor's fence, and she thought somebody was breaking into her house, so she stayed up all night, and she's sick, and I felt horrible. I'm not laughing at her at all, y'all know I'm not, but it just blew my mind, because this woman is standing at my door talking through the window about my tree breaking her fence, and I don't know. Should I call the homeowners insurance people, or should I try to get somebody to fix it?
Leave it alone. Folks, if you just joined the show, you can always drop friends, but you can't skip out on family members. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. So if you got a donation you want to send to CeeLo so she can help to fix her neighbor's fence, feel free. Hit her up on Facebook.
Thank you for having my back. That was great. No under the bus. That was dope.
It's Empowerment Sunday, folks. OD, was it incident free for you out there, man? Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, I was chilling this weekend, this holiday weekend, you know. Most of the reason why is because I was in the studio, so I didn't get to really experience and participate in the full festivities that was going on in the outside world, you know what I mean? But other than that, everything was regular for me, though. You know what I mean?
It was cool.
Ain't nobody get shot, stabbed in the family. You know what I mean? Everything was cool, though. You know what I mean?
Hey, we glad. We happy about that, my dude.
Yeah, because, you know, when everybody get together, they go down. My family bought from Mount Trashmore. We ain't allowed to have no boy events there, though. We ain't allowed to have no boy events at that jack, though. They was going ham on the mountain. That's real. Somebody got thrown down the mountain. They say y'all can't come back no more. I said, what's that? They had beer bottles and everything. They was out there tripping out that chain.
Oh, wow.
Hell, how you get barred from a city park? That's crazy.
Wow. Well, I said we can't shoot a video there, huh?
No. That's out the question. No, that's a question.
Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't
sound like it.
Stand at 7-Eleven.
The cookouts, all that. Like, you go to the cookout, you just go to see who's going to fight. And it'd be all family, though. You know what I mean? They just go there, they chilling. Because they talk about each other all year long, and then when they get in one place, it's a wrap. That one thing set it all off. That remember this happened, it's a wrap there. You know what's going down.
Hey, that's how it goes down, just like that.
Yes.
Cool. Cool, though. Ain't no more food. If you know, we won't have no leftovers after Thanksgiving. Everybody take a plate. And if it's something left, they're going to get another plate. We ain't had no leftovers.
God dang.
you make two plates. You make two plates. When you go get your one plate, you make two or you ain't getting no more. That's worse. It get dead.
That's real.
Boo-boo.
Wow.
Yo.
Crazy.
Wow. Yo, it's 7:29 in Atlanta, GA. It's 4:29 out in San Diego. This joint right here, this is my man DL featuring Trey Song. It was from that movie Deceptive. It's called I Need You. We got a half an hour left in the show. We'll be right back.
Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now. It is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start.
What went wrong? My head is in a tailspin. Hey, your countless amount of time. Tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do. Gotta put this train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room? Damn, shorty, the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chilling. Ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life. Never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spending the weekends undercovers, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. 2 months to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this song will melt it away. I need
you
today. Like Android, but now I'm listening to Vandross. Our house is not a home. I tell you to come back. Your face is stone as you tell me no. Damn, shorty, yo, I'm still coping, hoping another dude didn't touch. The thought alone's a bit much. These stupid games I played, in the end, I lost your heart. Now I wish you hit restart. It's time I play to win, determined for that high score. The prize being, you tell me that I'm forever yours. Whips ain't as high, jewels ain't as bright. Days like a battle with Mayweather in a prize fight. Almost out for the count, put down on one knee. With this ring telling you, you need to be with me. Of all the treasures in this entire world, never knew the value of a good girl. I know now, for her.
Pam Hyman Radio Live. That was DL featuring Trey Songz. I need you. That was beautiful.
Hey, what? You know what? I said that was I said that was from Deceptive. That was actually from King of Paper Chasing. I want to make sure that we get it correct on this.
Duly noted. Duly noted. Yes.
No doubt. King of Paper Chasing, my man DL. I need you. Hey, OD.
What's up?
Did they call the police on your peoples, man? Did y'all really raise that kind of havoc out there in Virginia Beach where you know they don't play that?
It was out that jank, boy. I don't even, yo, I think the police just seen a group of blacks and was like, yo, like, I swear they followed us the whole time because we had a hotel in Virginia Beach, right? Like, right there on the strip. And, like, we was just a bunch of gathering, you know, black people. You know, they think a lot of black people, they think a fight about to go down. But it won't. Everybody just got in their cars. You know, when black people greet, they tend to be loud and hugging and all of that. But so police was just still, they won't come in, you know what I mean? They was just riding by looking at us at the hotel or whatever. So we get in the car, and then we go to Mount Trashmore. Lo and behold, they gave them what they were looking for. They gave what they were looking for. After that liquor, and this when the trouble started. When the liquor started running out, that's where the problem start beginning, like. And it started with that. I can't remember the exact thing that set it off, but they was like, remember when such and such, I can't remember exactly what it was. But after that, then they start talking about each other, kids, and, you know, like they're not family. Like, they talk about how they side of the family is dad and this. And before you know it, hair was being pulled, and all it was going down. It was out there rumbling, man. They locked us out there. The police, all the police came out. You would thought a riot was going on out there, Jack, man. No booze.
Wow.
Last year. What was our family reunion? I think it was like June the 8th or June the 9th. It went down out there, Jack, man. We bought, though. I know that.
It's my man OD sharing his family encounter. The topic tonight, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. It's Sunday, November 28, 2010. Thanksgiving weekend. It's time to reflect, you know, on the good, the bad, but at the end of the day, give thanks to it all, for friends and family. You know, some people, hey, you can skip out on your friends, but you can't skip out on your family. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. Again, my man OD sharing his family experience. Yes. Mount Trashmore.
Let me say this.
A crazy experience as well, but go for it. You are free to say whatever it is you're about to say.
You can't choose your family, your mama and your daddy, the ones that, you know, in which the vessel you came out of, but you can choose your in-laws. So, my advice would be,
before
you make sure that's really your man or your woman, check the family out for real. Because, for real, I'm saying, and if you love this woman, you love this man, sometimes you will sacrifice. But at the same time, you know what? You do not have to go through. And I'm going to say this just from my own personal experience, because my in-laws weren't the best. You know, though I tried my best to be the best daughter-in-law that I could possibly be, at the same time, at the end of the day, I just had to be comfortable with Jesus and my mama, because
right.
It's not, you can't please everybody, but you can choose your in-laws. So if you have a little room to wiggle around, I say, hey, take stock in those other people. Check them out first. Credit check. Background check.
Team pool. Yes.
Credit check on the in-laws.
Yes. Okay. DNA. Passport.
Yeah. Find out about these people. Sit down with them like you sit down with that man or that woman and find out about them. Because I'm telling you, after you get married and you say, I do, it's like, oh, you're like, oh, my God, if I would have known. You're like, hold on, I would have put this off. We could have just been engaged for a little while.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, but tell me this. Did you get married to your husband without visiting his in-laws?
I'm going to say because they live in a different state. I met my in-laws way before I married my husband, way before I married my husband, actually. But at the same time, it was about he spent more time with my family because he was stationed here in Virginia as opposed to me spending more time with his family because they were in Georgia. So, I mean, I only had the time in which I visited. You know what I mean? I didn't have that time that I got, you know, that he had with my parents. So
what
if
was
I would
the problem?
Have.
Was it values? Was it communication? Was it spirituality? What was the problem?
So, everything what you just said, and all that was a problem. All of that. I mean, because I guess that would have allowed me, one of the things that I value most in a person is someone who is, as caring for their mother as I am for mine. After Jesus and my daughter, my mom is like next in line. And to me, that's the person that I'm interested in has to have that same kind of feeling about their mom or their parent, you know, the person that's taking care of them and sacrificed their life for them. But it's hard to really find that out when you're just seeing from his perspective. You really need to see that whole relationship in total. And that would have, if I would have had more time to spend around her, I would have actually been able to see that, you know, they really didn't have a relationship. He, you know, he did the things he wanted to do because he was trying to get something from his mom that she didn't give him before. You know, one of those things where, oh, now you're in the Navy. Oh, now you're, you know, the highlight of my life as opposed to what happened to those other 18 years when I was passing you around. But you wouldn't know that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he opened up and told me that.
Wow.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Folks, the topic tonight is you can choose your friends, but not your family. Dee Dee's weighing in on in-laws. You can choose your in-laws by making good decisions on the front end. Folks, hit us up, 917-889-3926. Weigh in. Tell us your perspective on friends, family, good, bad, and indifferent. It's Sunday, November 28th. We'll be back.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Like this, you always wrap me. Like this, you always where I wanna be.
Hyman Radio Live. That was Donnell Jones, Love Like This.
Yeah.
Yo. I like that too. I likes with that. What are y'all doing? Like, what's going on? What's going on after the show? What are y'all getting into?
After the show, actually, I am about to hit the edit room and start editing down. I'm rolling.
Ah.
So I'm trying to see what we get. Yeah, I'm going to try to have a trailer, a video trailer, like rocking between today and tomorrow, and I'm trying to get the video done at least by Tuesday. That's my goal. If I can get that done, don't know, but that's the goal. As I run through airports and catch planes, trains, and automobiles back to my location.
Another mobile.
That's what's cracking over here.
Yeah.
And me and Didi also been getting it in at Massages for Life off and on the entire week. Yo, we like the busiest people in the industry right now.
Word, man.
Yeah.
No, but nobody will believe. Nobody really would believe what my days have consisted of. What I've actually done. What I've been getting it in. only a few people really know what it is I've done from dawn to dusk. All I'm gonna say is, folks, Team Hack is grinding.
What we do. That's what we do. Matter of fact, I think I'm headed back over there to do more painting. I got more work to do. I just needed to take a break so I could, you know, get the people what they were waiting for all night long. So, and then I'm on my way back there.
That's what you were? That's what you was doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew you was working on that, so I was like, we had to split up, you know, tag team. You tag on that. I tag on this. You know, we come back together in the middle and collaborate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is it, definitely. Folks, if you've just tuned in, we sorry to cut it short tonight, but we're traveling. Just wanted to come at you for an hour tonight. We have about 12 minutes left in the show. We got OD hanging out with us, the newest member of Team HAC. Hey, we had a good time hanging out with OD, yo, like building relations. We had a super producer, Mo, down from D.C. In the studio. We had Showtime from 106 in Park hanging out with us. Actually, Showtime engineered, like, we did, like, three new tracks, right, OD?
Yeah, we did, like, three of them, John. It was cool.
Showtime engineered, you know, all three of the new joints, you know, and just kind of, like, kicking the bobo, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get to know OD and let OD know a little bit about us. So, you know, good things are about to jump off. Folks, 917-889-3926, while T-Lo is wishing she would have been here, get it in for the last few minutes of the show, 11 minutes. I wish you could have been here too, Mama.
Yeah, if I would have known what was going on, maybe I could have arranged it, but I didn't know what was going on, you know.
Well, you know how I operate. This was really a trip to VA for Thanksgiving, but you know it's never just a trip to VA for Thanksgiving.
No worries.
You know, I mean, so unfortunately, I didn't plan on really working as much as I did while I've been here, but it's just, it's in the blood. It's in the blood. All I can say is,
slow down. We can't keep still for nothing.
At all.
Hey, it's called deal on the table, check in the mail.
Okay. I ain't mad at you, Flex.
As long as you spell my name right.
Deal on the table, check in the mail. That's how we do it. 917-889-3926. Hey, folks, tomorrow night we got B. Slade, formerly known as Tone. If you don't know Tone, Google him. T-O-N-E-X. I'm going to say he's a strange son of a gun, but he's acclaimed. He's gotten, like, some serious nominations. He's a very talented brother. A little weird, but strange. We got him tomorrow. New name, B. Slade. Rock.
Really now? Is that how we? Yes, that's how we do it. And look,
tomorrow,
right?
Formerly Tone. Yes.
Yes. Well, I know I had seen him as a gospel artist perform, and to me he was a I guess in the same genre of what's his name, Ty Trippett.
Uh huh.
Like, you know, like the newer style gospel. And the only reason I say that, because it's not the same, you know, Jesus Is My Friend song.
Yeah.
He's making that
gospel music that I want some money out of this gospel music. That's what type of gospel music he made.
Funny.
Well, he's not singing gospel anymore. Sorry for the technical difficulties, folks. It's not gospel anymore. He's back singing, you know, again, it's like rock, neo-soul. So we're going to get all in his business tomorrow, find out what's happened. I think he left the church, you know, left gospel music, and he's now back at the secular. And we're going to ask the tough questions tomorrow. We got a B Slade, formerly Tonay, on the show tomorrow night. We're going to get one more jam in and come back, and we're going to talk it out through the rest of the show. This is Breonna Moore. It's called Save Me. TM Honor Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Like to shout out to, you know, everyone who I work with, you know, Showtime, And I mean Eddie, everybody like that. You know, everybody, you for coming up, showing love and all that. My whole NBE team, everybody like that. That's it. Shout out to the Angels. And I seen Dee Dee. And for all y'all think I'm a little boy, Dee Dee, tell them I am big. You're straight like that.
Yeah. Do not judge a book by its cover. Don't preach it. Just by his voice, you may think. Let me apologize. That's the type of woman I am. I did have a prejudice. I honestly, and when I say little boy, I don't want you to think little in stature. I meant like I was expecting to see you in a hoodie with a sweatshirt and some jeans and just, you know what I'm saying, just your whole, but you came in there. You had a nice clean cut. I was very, I was like, wow, this is a real dude right here. But I was like, okay. OD is thorough, everybody. He's thorough. He good to go.
He said, tell everybody I'm big.
I'm big.
He's big, everybody.
He's big. Oh, no. That's my dude, OD. No doubt. Big things coming, OD. And I'll be at you shortly, dude, if I can get some of this stuff edited up tonight.
That's what it is. Good looking out. Just hit me.
Word. Big up to OD coming live out of North of VA tonight. Angels, thanks for riding. We got 3 minutes left in the show. Folks, if you thought we were going to be on for another hour, you were wrong. We got 3 minutes left in the show tonight, and guess what? It's just like that. Why? Because we own it, and we can do that.
Say one more time.
Shout outs, ladies, as we sign off.
I want to give a shout out. Oh, go ahead,
CeeLo. Okay. this CeeLo, look, I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Samara. I love you. I want to give a shout out to all my family, all the listeners, my family here on the show. Peace and blessings. That's it.
No doubt.
I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Daisha, of course, my family and friends, those that didn't get to spend Thanksgiving with their family and friends. I want to give a shout out to them, a shout out to the military, those that are away from home, overseas, fighting the war. I want to give a shout out to our listeners. Definitely a big shout out to OD. Welcome to the fam. It's good meeting you. And for all those that are about to go paint walls right now, big shout out.
I know that's right. Okay.
Big up to the wall painters.
Yes.
I got some shoes I need to get some damn paint off of right now.
Wow.
But that's a personal problem.
Baby oil.
Thank you, folks. Thank
baby
you
oil, for real.
Baby oil?
Yeah, and cotton ball.
Putting baby oil on my Timberlands.
Okay, you know what? Or you can use an eraser then.
I'll try that one. That's real hood right there. I'll try that one. Hey, tomorrow night, B. Slade, formerly Tony. Right here at TM Hammer Radio Live, 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Get your questions together, because I'm damn sure getting mine together. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk radio show. Talk.
Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.